You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. A Jacksontown council member has announced that she's running for mayor. Jessica Sell Chambers, who has sat on the council for the past 3 years, said this week that, quote, assertive and creative leadership is crucial right now. In Jackson, the mayor carries the same voting strength as anyone on the council. But Sell Chambers says the position also carries the power to put items for discussion on the agenda and lead meetings to help the council stay on topic.
Those are very unsexy powers, but they are really important. And I would really like to press on those levers to affect some more meaningful change for the community without it snowballing into these massive studies that just make the possibility of getting things done all that much slower.
Sell Chambers says that finding solutions for Jackson's affordability crisis is a top priority, as well as focusing on residents' mental health. She says that she has spoken with current mayor Haley Morton Levinson about her bid to run. Morton Levinson has told the News and Guide that she is undecided about whether she will seek re-election this year. A state budget agreement was reached this week after the last attempt to negotiate differences between the House and Senate versions failed. This unified budget was created by a, quote, free committee that's made up of appointees that have the power to add or subtract any amendments to a budget bill at will. The new proposal restores previously slashed funding for Governor Mark Gordon's Energy Matching Funds program. It also restores funding for the University of Wyoming's Gender Studies program, though it won't fund its Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion office. And on the plate has been negotiating funding that could help schools in Jackson to better serve their students. Wyoming Public Radio's David Dudley reports.
The student population at Jackson Hole High School has exploded in the past few years. It's running out of room. To make space for students, the administration stripped some of the hallways of their lockers. But that created a new problem. Some students lack personal storage spaces. Cheyenne Representative Landon Brown says funding that could help Jackson Hole High School is in limbo after the Senate stripped school capital construction funding by $111 million in the process of combining the budget.
And the House defeated that amendment, so it sits inside of the budget process to determine whether or not we'll be able to make amends and have a compromise and whether or not we'll actually be able to build schools across the state.
The Joint Conference Committee added the funding back to the budget. I'm David Dudley in Cheyenne.
The final death toll from what was once one of the world's largest herds of mule deer is in, and it's huge. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports.
The Wyoming Range mule deer herd sat at about 30,000 deer a couple years ago. But then last year, the state had one of the harshest winters on record.
In fact, I call it cataclysmic.
Gary Fralick is with Wyoming's Game and Fish. In a recent aerial survey, the agency found that only about a third of the herd survived.
Probably the most substantial winter mortality event in the history of the herd.
That leaves about 11,000 in the Wyoming Range mule deer herd, which is a prized hunting destination. Fralick says we don't know yet how hunting will be impacted. It depends how this winter plays out. So far, the mule deer are looking great from all the food available from last year's wet summer. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan in Pinedale.
You're listening to KHOL, Jackson Hole Community Radio.